Remember all those warnings about peak oil? Well, you can forget them. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. While we were all busy tweeting clever cracks about the debates, one of the nation's biggest problems has been quietly mending itself.
U.S. oil output is surging so fast that the U.S. could soon overtake Saudi Arabia.
All of a sudden, we have plenty of oil. The same analysts who usually deliver depressing news have become excruciatingly cheerful.
The U.S. is now the fastest growing producer of oil in the world.
I thought that oil-hating bureaucrats had been sneaking around pounding corks on the wellheads, but apparently they missed a few.
It's a huge game changer. We may never have to worry about an Arab oil embargo again.
And it wasn't that Alaska was suddenly opened up. It has nothing to do with a pipeline. It's mainly because of high oil prices. Because oil prices are high and are expected to remain high, it's now worth it to use expensive drilling methods like fracking. We should note that not everyone likes fracking, like the people in whose backyard it's happening, and environmentalists.
We simply have no idea what's coming out of these wells and whether it can actually be treated to the point where it's safe to discharge.
And they will probably file lawsuits. But those can be settled by regulations and money instead of soldiers and drones. And in the meantime, analysts at Citibank are saying that by 2020, the U.S. will be producing so much oil that we'll be the new Middle East. Finally, some other superpower can come over here and build our schools and roads and bridges, and we will welcome them with flowers and bonbons. Now this.